There has been an amazing discovery of alternating electrical fields which can interfere with cell mitosis in cancer. Effectively, not a full cure necessarily, but an effective tool similar to chemotherapy or something by using only electricity. And a different frequency has been found to be effective against bacteria. These type of treatments were used early in the century in a disorganized way and were determined to be hokum, supposedly, but it turns out that at certain frequencies that the former hokum is now the true medical science. Our attempts to test this have fallen up against other problems, which is the ability to see bacteria quickly and determine whether they're growing, and also the ability to culture things rapidly. And the smaller your test tube, so to speak, the quicker you can see a density change or a color change. And there are technologies that people have utilized, utilizing silicon wafers to mold tiny test tubes, effectively, where you can culture a cell in a few hours that might normally take 7 to 10 days. So in order to have quicker experiments and also to treat yourself in the hospital, to have much more rapid assays of your blood tests so that at least you can find out the germ you have before you take the antibiotics, where these days you find out after you've taken a week of antibiotics what germ you had. It's a pretty sad situation. So there is this technology, and the company in France has some equipment, but unfortunately they wouldn't make us any. But they will be happy to sell us the entire facility to make our own, which is a huge responsibility that I really wasn't looking for. But it seems to be a huge opportunity to advance biological science in both testing and in the hospital environment to do these tiny, tiny nano test tubes. So that is the issue that we found while we were trying to test the tuned fields against cells. So there are many challenges in biology that are not necessarily that obscure and ununderstandable. They can be quite mechanical. There just aren't enough people working hard enough with enough money and time to do as much as we would like. Certainly, we haven't cured the common cold, so that's what we're working on. In the tuned weak fields, because we are unable to make the miniature nano tests at this time, we've been trying to make much smaller test tubes by using the pipettes themselves as tiny test tubes. And because we'd like to apply electricity to the germs that we're trying to kill, we're using needles to plug one end and to probe the other end. And there's some photographs there, and some tests have determined something that I don't know yet. So our frequency generator is something I got from Amazon, which is one of the few inexpensive frequency generators that I could find. And all of this, of course, is on the website. And I would like to try it to cure my sinuses, but when I did try it, it's difficult to find a location to apply the electrodes. And in the professional tests from the NovaCure company, whose papers you can get links to on our website, they use a dielectric, an insulator between the metal and your skin. So there's a lot of electrical question about how the contact is being made. I believe they had some problems with the dermatological reaction. I have done some tests using the quarters on my face for my sinuses. And certainly if I have to watch out for some major nerves, especially if I'm accidentally on DC, there's a lot to attempt here. There's a lot that we can do, even though we're not well-funded and super sophisticated. So it's an exciting area.